Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
What the hell was that?
That sounded, that's like an Apple iMovie clip.
I screwed up. Can you turn the levels down on the, input?
Jesus.
Did you?
I just did.
Yeah. Okay. So if I put these back on, it's not going to be a 3,000 decibel
fart.
You'll
be fine. It's a little tinnitus. You'll be fine.
Christ, that was
click the wrong button.
I hope we didn't hurt any of our listeners. I don't think anyone was on yet anyways.
I gotta fix this camera though.
Do you really want to
super in our face? Hold on.
Oh, just yeah, just twirl it a little bit.
Do you really make me cry?
I haven't bought the new tripod yet because you keep telling me you want to build a table first. You don't have to move the whole table.
I know.
Okay. I think that's better. Let's see. Stick your dome in the frame.
What?
Stick your dome in the frame.
It's amazing. It's amazing we actually pulled
it's
this off.
Me again.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, I'm actually, I'm really amazed that we're able to do any of this, honestly, that it ever works, ever.
Nah.
It really has no business working.
No, it doesn't.
Nope. Anyway, hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
Worshipful Brother Joe.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
And we're back. 181.
Yep.
What is it titled again? Did you title it Freemasons Talk Shit? What do we do?
hold on. Mason Strike Back Part 2.
Perfect. Sorry for our little hiatus. We actually had a meeting up here.
A lot of things going on.
Thursday. Then,
meeting Thursday. I was in Ohio the Thursday before.
I had a degree.
What's going on?
And then Sunday. I don't even know what Sunday was. Yeah, oh, I had my installation Sunday.
You had your son's birthday.
Correcto.
Yeah. Correcto. Yep.
It's all coming back.
And then Monday, I didn't make the meeting either because I was feeling like crap. Mm-hmm. No, it was not COVID. It was a simple head cold. But
yeah, a lot of people mentioned how you weren't here.
Yeah, I know. I know everybody, they did. Bastards. Anyway, let's get into some housekeeping.
Housekeeping,
and then we'll move from there. So,
you want me to go with likes?
Yeah, go.
We got a lot of them.
Do it.
Got a lot of them coming here. We're
do
gonna
it
start
now.
With We're gonna start with Omar Dauphlin, Louis DeSantis, Bartholomew Amawule, Daniel Earl Wright. Sounds like a serial killer. Zane McCune, Tony Baxter, not Braxton. Jarrett Sanchez, Brian Williams, Sergio Velez Rincon S, Agnian Milovic, Chris Ehrman, Lionel Tessa Ray Skipper Millar, Igorovsky.
Oh, yes, yes.
The last name is.
Fail.
Say it.
Fail.
No, the last name is STZ. Igorovsky.
Okay.
Maybe
he sneezed when he was writing his name.
Adolf F. Kniggy, Bobby Krusko, Tom Hickey. Jesus. Somebody put this in here.
Do it.
Come on, do it.
Zaya Pachanthropus Solensis.
Holy crap. Well done.
All
right. Yeah, no, I would never have been able to.
Jacob, I'd like to know if I got that right. So if you're listening, Zaya Pachanthropus, Please drop us a line in the comments and let us know.
I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been Mr. Bolzano, first name Harry. I mean, just throwing it out there.
Speaking of, Jacob Washburn, Trey Murrah, Jose Amaro, Richard Sanders, some call him Colonel, Lamond Chestnut, Mike Salas. Yeah, Richard Sanders, Colonel.
Colonel Sanders. Come on now. Keep up.
Lamond Chestnut, Mike Salas, and Kane Surly.
Oh, that's a lot of likes.
Super.
Over on Instagram, we've got Kevin Betts, Brian Mitchell, Ricardo Fiorvanti, Jeff Christensen, Trey Murrah, Harold Fisher, Scott Bowman, Simply Dub, Miss Lady Meow, whose description is, hey, it's that gamer kitten. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I like cats. Steve Moulton and Gerald.
Gerald.
That's what we got.
All right. Ken, why don't you lead it?
Yay. Brethren, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brethren.
Viva, viva, viva.
You know, it's been a while since we did that, and we actually got it right.
Yeah. It was a little weird doing mine out of a straw, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to.
All right. We got some new Apple reviews.
New Apple reviews.
Great stuff from Steve Yutt 3531, five-star review. I've had family members who are and who have been Masons. Love the colorful and in-depth conversations on the podcast. I've been listening since March of 2019. Hey, here.
Nice.
Keep up the great work and Semper Fi. Ooh.
Is he Semper Fidelis. One of your brothers from another mother?
That would be another organization.
But. Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, the next one is Sean Graham. Fantastic! Exclamation points five times over with a five-star review. And he writes, stumbled across this podcast looking for some extra info on the craft before I petitioned my local lodge. Not only did the guys give me great insight, I've since been accepted into a lodge awaiting my first degree. Ah, congratulations.
Congrats.
April 28th, 2021, but also found some new friends in Discord. Keep up the great work, fellas. Yes, we have a new Discordian.
We have a couple of new Discordians.
Keep going. I don't know. I think the old crew is not liking the fact that the new guys are coming up. Man, they're up and coming.
Hey.
Yeah. There's a little bit of
in with the new.
A little bit of animosity. It's kind of like a microcosm for the lodge, right? You know, you got those old grumpy past masters that like don't want things to change.
Yeah, we've got a young,
It is. It's got its own vinegar. It's got its own little atmosphere.
It's a microcosm.
It's got the little clicks here and there.
But so let's go on to some new people who subscribed here. We have Rob E. So he commented on a video. I haven't seen it on here. I know it was your last Facebook podcast was 137. Yep, we're all done with Facebook.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest, you guys made some very good points and I learned a lot from it. And that was on the episode Mason Strike Back. So hopefully we get more comments on here. Feel free to like, subscribe, comment, please. We love all of the... We love it all.
Yeah, engage with us, baby.
Just be very careful.
Why?
Because we're... striking back.
Oh, yes, we are.
And this time we mean it.
Well, we're angry now.
But before we strike.
Robert
Disco Duck? What?
Robert Disco.
Show me. Oh, Descoteau.
Jr. He's a new subscriber. As well as French. Elite Jedi 74.
Oh, I mean, the Force be with you.
Jedi.
So be it. Scott Madison. Jedi. Madison. Mark Poulin Jr.
That name sounds a bell.
Familiar.
Yeah, Mark Poulin.
Mark Poulin.
Connecticut Mason.
Maybe. I think it's definitely a Connecticut Mason.
Yeah.
You know what I found a lot more often now? We have a lot of adult porn spammers hitting the messages and comments.
Porn spammers?
Like that's supposed to be how you know you're making it big, right?
I guess so.
Yeah,
I
you
guess
start so. Getting getting random just
how,
like
now, how are you getting porn out of that? It's not even it's like in the
they're like, all these
no, it's, right? Like, it's Korean. Like 18 cams or something like that. It's all in Korean, whatever. Edwin Place, David Young. Let's continue on. I think I got a couple more. Man, let me tell you what. Since we did the
Tim Hogan
one, yep. Man, Holy
shit. Yeah, I know. It's really...
Tolliver Lyon Estates. That looks like a company, but I...
Whatever. Sounds like wine. Send us a box of wine, man.
Damn right.
Pinot Noir? That's what you... Yeah,
Michael, I could do a Pinot Noir.
Nice little Pinot Michael Noir. Pierce. Lottie Caldwell. Z74 Ever 69. Kurt Edson Hertz. Zovi, wow, that's a name. Holy hell!
Okay,
yeah, it's somebody's it's a subscriber, but goddamn, Love and Light 369, very cool.
Okay, I get the reference.
Yeah, I think Blake Ray I've called out before. Ali Osman Karasmal, Buster, that'd be Bust R.
Rhymes
Professor. Professor up. Bauer. We have a professor on here.
You're right. You're
a professor.
We have Professor Bauer.
Oh, wow. Right.
Raul.
Don't go on a boat cruise with him.
Cifuentes. Oh, I did that good. I'm proud of myself right there. It's Cifuentes.
Oh, I think it's a Daisy.
Wow. Wolfgang Lochner. Daniel Duke. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E-H. Jesse.
Oh, another.
Or Jesh.
Jesh. 144, Laser Beam Lightstorm. Now that is a freaking name right there. That's a
1980s cool name right there.
I bet you he's got parachute pants on right now.
I'll bet you he's got one of those
members only jacket. Yeah.
One of those vans with like the mural painted on it with like the wizard.
And the crescent moon window on the side. Yeah.
And the wolf.
Yeah. Zane Coon. Yeah, man. If I've missed you, please make sure you... who we got? One more. Hewlin Xavier Bryant, Lou Schwartz, Jesus.
May Schwartz be with you.
And then it just keeps going.
Oh, wait, we're not allowed to make Spaceballs and reference. Also with
I know, right? Can't do that. But anyway, if I missed you, I apologize. Call me out on it. Say hey.
Hey.
Douche, I subscribed to you and you didn't call my name, and we will do so. Joe, why don't you lead the Apple reviews and lead the YouTube.
With your iced coffee.
With my iced coffee.
Bitch Bellini.
Hey, you know what? It's just a plain iced coffee. It's not like it's the freaking Charlie thing.
Yeah.
But who knows? We might be able to get a sponsorship thing. Just so you know, the Brother Josie is large iced skim milk. Too Splenda.
Because the Freemasons podcast runs on that brand.
We run on Dunkin'.
Yeah, we do.
No, Codeine, I got you last time. I did say it last time, if I didn't. But Codeine Vivo. Codeine. I covered them.
Codeine.
Vivo, right? Because we debated that last time.
Well, you covered it now, so.
I don't freaking remember. Whatever.
All right. You don't remember.
I'm old, man. Brothers.
Sorry about that.
Right hand to arm.
To arms. To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva.
One last shout out that I want to give.
Undone. Oh, boy.
One of our boys, one of our original listeners, is growing up and taking a new step in his life.
Who?
So our friend, and I believe he's a brother, Lynx Riser? Is he a brother yet?
Not
yet.
A brother. What did he do now? He
got married.
I thought he was. He
really?
Oh, well, then he just updated it on Facebook.
That's funny.
So. I don't know. Either if way, married before, congratulations! Yeah. It's now Facebook official.
It's Facebook official, which makes it real.
Well, that's the only thing that makes it real.
A lovely young lady named Erin, and congratulations! Whether it be new or old, we wish you nothing but the best.
Yeah, God bless, guys.
That's awesome.
That's it.
All right, all I got. Let's get into this. We had a little technical malfunction with Ken's computer. That's not going to happen again, right?
We're building a new one.
Randomly, yes, we are building a new rig.
Yeah.
There was a wardrobe malfunction on Discord this morning.
Yes.
I saw that.
And how do you see that, Joe?
Cool t-shirt,
how
though.
Do you see? You see that for $5 a month, you can subscribe to Patreon, where you'll get exclusive access to Patreon-only content, which also gives you a pass to our Discord channel. We're actually about 5 different channels in there. And you may actually receive the ever-elusive gold-tone Freemasons podcast pin, all for $5 a month. Thank you for your support.
Awesome.
Well done.
Where the hell was I thinking? I totally just drew a blank.
Did right the train driving by?
The train, the train always gives me off every single time.
Every
time. But anyway, last time we did this.
Yeah, technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, yep.
Gremlins.
Ken's computer decided it just wanted to randomly update and reboot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I
and
about
it
that.
Shot us down, so we're going to do part two. And we're going to continue on. We're going to pick a different video this time.
Yeah, Bloomy's fault.
James Sylvani, I want a Discord refund after that picture of Josie.
You know what? Normally, I charge for that, so you're like $5 up right now.
This is what you signed up for.
Print it up, I'll sign it for you next time I see you.
It was all in the contract. Read the terms of service, damn it.
So, again, we're gonna play audio. We're not going to play video, but you can find this video on YouTube. It's called Evils of Freemasonry, Part 1, Dr. Mervalli, MCAST S53, which I'm assuming is... something, his podcast episode 53 or series 53, whatever the hell it
is. What are this guy's credentials? Is he a real doctor?
This guy, he's a doctor in theology, part of the church.
Right.
So, again, as we love doing, we point out we're not taking a shit on a religion. I'll be clear on that. But we're pointing out basically things that are incorrect. And that's what we will continue to do. And we'll talk some crap while we're doing it.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, you will.
Always do. Always got to start off with a good intro.
I'm a retired monk, so.
I like the music.
I might offer a valuable. Oh, my God.
You're going to start singing along? You know this one. Yeah, you do.
There's no Barry Manilow on the piano there.
Hold a designated a spiritual battle against Freemasonry as one of the principal objectives of becoming a member of the Militia Immaculata, the Army of the Immaculate.
The what?
What
Militia Immaculata.
Wrong with Freemasonry then?
I could have got that, but I went iced coffee.
Yeah, it's kind of caramel macchiato.
The Catholic Church would continue to issue statements of saying to be a Freemason is absolutely incompatible with being a Catholic. Hello and welcome to MaryCast. This is Dr. Mark Mervalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And we're going to answer that question in our segment today. What is so wrong about Freemasonry?
Yeah.
Let me start by saying this. Let me start by asking this question.
While you talk, do I get to sing in the background? And do the,
yeah, please. Some Gregorian
Let me start by something. I know people can't see this video. We didn't put the video up because I don't know about copyright infringements. But, I mean, if you're talking shit on Facebook, I guess. How are you talking shit on YouTube?
It's public domain.
Public domain. Yeah. But let me just start with a couple things. Just because you have a bookcase behind you with a bunch of books on there
doesn't make you a well-read person.
Just because you have some statues on either side of you doesn't make you a professor.
Although it does class that you're
in. It looks nice, though.
Just because you go and you wear a suit and tie on a video doesn't make you official. Just because you have a seven-finger forehead doesn't also make you intelligent.
Oh, the last guy had a five-finger.
He had a five-finger. This guy's. That's how you know this guy is more intelligent than the last guy is because the forehead.
The two extra fingers.
The two extra fingers, right?
It's a seven.
It's like the ranks on the. It's like the slash marks the stripes, on the arm. The stripes on the arm of a military soldier, right? Okay. The more stripes, the more time in.
Right.
The higher rank.
There's more processing going on up there.
You know what the three up, three down means, right? End of an inning.
Gotcha. Okay.
You like that?
You're going to have to explain that.
Fell on his face. Don't worry about
three it. Three up, three there.
Continuing.
Yeah, I know. The bars.
End of an inning. Three up, three there.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on. Good morning, Vietnam.
Let me continue. Yeah. Just because you have your coffee mug placed in a certain direction so that you can see the front of the emblem doesn't make you a professor of knowledge of all things.
No, but it doesn't mean that we run on potential sponsors.
We do run on
because you sit
sponsors.
With your hands folded does not make you a calm individual.
And just why because why are you picking on me?
Just because I'm looking at the video.
Well, I'm sitting here with my hands folded.
And just
I'm
because
calm.
You have a weird tree behind your head, doesn't make you a florist.
Like
doesn't make you an arborist.
No. And why do they all wear glasses? They all wear the weird box glasses, right?
It's part of the image. You got to project authority and
anyway.
I wonder if they actually have lenses in them or if they're just the ones that.
No. See, what I can tell, they're the darkened ones, right? So they're a little bit dark.
Like Roy Orbison kind? Oh, like. Yeah, okay. I see what you got there. He's actually sitting exactly like I'm sitting right now.
I just want to say he's going to look at this thing from his point of view and we're going to tell from our point of view.
And that's the first thing they teach you when you go to the monastery is this is how you sit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
When you want to sit in judgment of others, you sit like this.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway.
Apparently, I'm a judge, according to Jim Devaney.
Let's do this.
Yeah. But I want to start by reading a statement by the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. This was a statement authored by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger in 1983 and approved directly by John Paul II. And this document tells us from authority, with the clarity of the church.
Respect my authority!
You ever notice that? Why is it always with authority?
Like, didn't Cardinal Ratzinger go on to become Pope?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I thought he might have been the guy before the current Pope Francis. I don't know. Somebody look it up.
Yeah. Look it up. Continuing.
And the ordinary magisterium that you cannot be Catholic and a Freemason. Let me read this document. This was released by the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith. This is, of course, the Doctrinal Commission of the Church. November 26, 1983. You can also Google this and get this on the internet.
He said Google weird, didn't he? Like he had something
like
in
he's
his
never
throat.
Actually used it before.
It's like, and you can Google. And if you watch him, yeah. He used his whole body. He's like, you could also Google this thing. Like he like
it came from like the diaphragm.
It came from like the.
You can Google this.
I don't know. It came from the solar plexus, right? It's like he added extra air to it. He's like, you could also Google this thing. I don't know. It's just weird. Yeah. Freaked me out.
It's like when I have a milkshake and I get a little mucus.
Oh God!
He made sure at the same time he took his glasses off to say,
"Oh, for a fact,
Google this thing."
Oh, there we go. Google.
I'm an idiot.
Rhetoric.
The document is entitled "Declaration on Masonic Associations."
Do it.
Quote,
tell us.
It has been asked whether the position of the Church in regard to Freemasonry has been changed by reason of the fact that there is no express mention of the same in the new code of canon law as there was in the previous 1917 code. This congregation is able to reply that the circumstance indicated is due to an editorial policy which has been followed in regards to other associations as well, which have likewise not been mentioned in as much as they are included in broader categories. What that means is in the 1970 code, there was a direct reference of the direct evil of Freemasonry. It's not in
evil.
This code because it's contained in a larger category.
Okay.
Dupesquirks Evil Incorporated.
So all he's doing basically now is he's just repeating, he's reading a document that's repeating what was already said about Freemasonry. Is okay. All he's doing. Okay. So, whatever.
So he's just reading off of other people's stuff.
He's basically doing, right now, at this moment.
He's pulling a mudtree.
The congregation further clarified.
Fucker.
For this reason, therefore, the negative position of the church in regard to Masonic associations remains unchanged.
Since this is
their basic principles have always been considered irreconcilable.
Okay, so what he just said is the basic principles have always been considered unreconcilable.
Irreconcilable. Yeah, so this is that's a blanket statement he's making.
Very much.
In opinion.
We should have, as a follow-up to this, we should have our deputy Grand Master.
Yes, we should. Father Bruce Belmore.
Yeah.
I would love to have him on here. I think that would be a good follow-up to actually have someone of the cloth who is a Mason up here and basically ask him point blank. Be like, you know, I understand what these people on YouTube are saying. Like, I understand their argument that, oh, we're the devil.
What's your view? Find out what his
so how
he reconciles these irreconsilable differences.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'd love to know.
Opinion.
We'll do it.
With the teachings of the church, and consequently, membership in them remains forbidden. The faithful who belong to Masonic associations are in a state of grave sin and may not receive Holy Communion.
Graves.
I don't even have to be part of them. I'm in a state of grave sin.
Yeah, you can actually never take communion under any circumstances.
I think if you tried it, you
I would try to stick my finger in the water and be like, ow, fuck.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get in the building.
That's a joke. I actually go to church. I go to church. I can't go to church now because there are freaking 3 billion kids I own, but yeah, I own them.
What? 3 billion kids that you own?
No, I have my kids. There's no way I'm going to have my 3 and my 5-year-old.
Oh,
in
you
church.
Wouldn't bring them in.
No.
I see what you're saying.
God, no.
Stick them in the quiet room. That works.
Stick them in the quiet room. I'd have to freaking chloroform them. They're off the freaking
it's gonna wall. Be, it's going to be the George Mudry quiet room. They're going to name it after you because you're freaking
little plaque
your
on
kids
the wall.
Running around.
They're going to have their own slippers and shit. my kids are in the quiet room, and they're gonna have to like change it to like the soundproofing. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? They're gonna have to put up those like foam pads all over the wall.
They're gonna get that special kind of glass where you just hit the button and it turns opaque, so you can't even see the kids. They're running around. They're like, okay, first there's a noise cancellation, but then you still see them. They're like,
and or one of those electronic things that drop the freaking metal thing.
No, because your kids will find a way to hack that and start using it to like guillotine each other.
Yeah.
Anyway, continuing on. What the hell were we even talking about? Anyway.
Going to church.
Just going to church, yeah. I actually, believe it or not, I used to...
Grave sin is where we left.
Grave sin. I used to go to church quite frequently. I just, with my family, you know, dynamic, if you will, it's impossible to bring little ass kids to church. Like, I don't have those kids that are like, they'll sit there, you know, and just listen.
Gee, where do they get that from?
Yeah, I wonder.
And I've met your kids. They're not that dynamic.
Fuck. Repeat that again. The congregation.
Hold on. I gotta bring this back just a hair. Associations are necessary. I gotta bring this a hair. I just bring it back a hair, and I'll tell you why. Here we go. Ready?
Yes. Congregation
tells us, quote, "The faithful who belong to Masonic associations are in a state of grave sin and may not receive Holy Communion." So this is telling us, with the clarity of the church, that to be a Freemason is objectively to be in a state of grave sin. That means out of sanctifying grace. That means without a change, that runs the possibility of eternal damnation. That's how serious it is to be a Freemason.
Okay.
Sounds like he's calling us prostitutes.
First off, I appreciate his attempt at Samuel Jackson. When he's like, grave sin and furious anger. All right. So what you're saying is because you belong to another organization that isn't really against any particular religion, you're still in grave sin and you're going to go damnation.
Well, it just comes down to church doctrine.
First thing I think of is that song.
Goes back to 83.
First thing I think of is that song by the Squirrel Nut Zippers. In the afterlife.
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
Never heard this song?
Yeah,
you know. Oh my God, the music guy has never heard this song before?
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
That's the name of the band, and the song is called Hell. And it's like,
and where do we hear these things from?
Apple Music. The 1990s.
Apple Music.
Squirrel Nut Zippers?
I swear to God, somebody who's watching the comments, please help me out here.
I was like, tell me what the song. Like my grunge phase.
Maybe it was the early 2000s because it was like ska, right?
I have never heard of the Squirrel Nut
Zippers. Oh my God.
You're going to make me freaking. Did they like open up for the Wiggles or one of those?
It was like their one hit
Doodle Bops. They opened up for the Doodle Bops?
What the fuck? Jim Delvaney, what the fuck music is that? I swear to God, somebody help me out here.
It's ska and it's lame.
It's like...
I know that? I'm going to take some flack.
It was in
that
era of time where like they brought back the big bands for like
ska.
A little bit.
It was ska.
So they were like a poor man's big bad voodoo daddy?
Oh my God, I'm going to play this in Apple.
I almost said big bad voodoo daddy.
Now you're going to piss me off and I got to go find it.
I think they were in the same... They were the same genre as big bad voodoo daddy.
I almost said big bad booty daddy with Scott Steiner. Big Papa Pump. Holla if you hear me. You know what I'm talking about.
So do all my freaks. I don't even have to start typing it and it pops up.
Yeah.
Big Papa Pump.
James Devaney has no idea what we're talking about.
Holla.
We're losing him.
It has a ukulele in it. How good could it be?
We're going to get muted. I'm sure these people have powerful attorneys.
That reminds me. That reminds me of that Tom and Jerry episode.
I swear to God, look it up. It's a song.
Baby,
anyway, I don't
know baby, found somebody new.
Daniel Valdez, it's a great song. Hell for Squirrel Nut Zippers was in the mid-90s.
Okay.
Thank you, brother Daniel. Yeah, thank you.
Something like that.
I don't want my nuts anywhere near zippers. Like, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Listen to the song, though. I guarantee if you put it in the car, you'll be singing that shit when you walk in the house later.
No,
you'll
I'm
like,
good,
in
thanks,
the afterlife. You will be headed for a serious strife. Swear to God. Anyway, moving on.
Now I remember that song.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, but
I told you you knew it.
Yeah, but that's not their song. That's like...
Yes, it is.
From like Beetlejuice or something. No.
No, it's
like
not.
An old Harry Belafonte song.
Yeah, they might have remade.
No, that would be Shake Sonora. And the other
one
was Jump in the Line.
Huh? He had quite a few songs.
What is he talking
and by the
about?
Way,
this
that's
is why you lose trivia every Thursday. This is why you lose
time
trivia.
Out, time out.
Ooh.
This is
now
Jump in the Line and
dark.
Shake Sonora are the same freaking song. What do you know?
That's true.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Back to the video. Back
you're
to the
both video. Right and
we're
wrong.
Done. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
Yeah, even when you're right, you're short.
There we go.
You fuck.
And you'll still have no soul.
I'll live forever.
Yeah.
The congregation continues. It is not within the competence of local diocesan church authorities.
Wait, what?
To pass judgment on the.
Did you say diocesan?
Diocesan. So of the
diocese.
Of the diocese, I guess. I don't know.
All right, moving on.
In such a way as to derogate from what has been established above. That's referring to the fact that, unfortunately, certain bishops...
That is a cop-out, if I've ever heard one. That's a cop-out. What he had basically said was, it is not the authority of the diocese, which is the diocese, I'm assuming...
Which would be your
of local, the
local
thing
representation.
...to allow Freemasons in and basically go against the authority which was given from above.
Because your core church doctrine still says that it's you're a sinner if you're a Freemason, so... Yeah, states' rights. We'll throw those out.
Here's my thing. Where in the Bible does it say Freemasonry is a bad thing?
It doesn't. It was a pope that said it.
God, it was a pope. It was a
cardinal
man.
Or somebody.
It was a guy. Just a guy.
With really nice fancy red shoes.
Strip off all of the
accoutrements.
Uniforms.
Accoutrements.
We are all humans. It's what Freemasonry talks about, is going from the rough ashlar to a perfect ashlar.
I hear you.
And I'm sorry, there are some people that wear uniforms.
Yeah.
Pick the uniform that are shitbags. They're still human. This is the human condition.
Yeah.
We try to be better.
Yeah.
Sometimes we fail, and it doesn't matter what we're freaking wearing or what God we believe in.
But just like some religions believe in a strict interpretation of the Bible, some people believe in a strict observance of, hey, this guy's the Pope, and I got to basically do everything he says and worship him, and that's the way it's going to be.
Okay.
So everybody kind of has their own view.
Absolutely. But again, I'm fine with that. But to condemn other people who don't see things your way is a shitty way to live.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people have been living that
been
way.
Been doing that way for, for centuries, man.
Can I? Can somebody? I'll get it.
What, you want me to go get you a
Why
beer?
I'll
go
get
a beer.
I'll play the video. I'll play the video. Ready?
Yeah, go. That's why we got audio. Come
on. Well, in our diocese, the Freemasons are okay. They're doing good works and they're helping. And
we're just okay.
This is the congregation
in that particular
no
diocese.
No local bishop can approve what the ordinary magisterium considers absolutely irreconcilable. The document goes on to state, the Supreme Pontiff John Paul II, in the course of his audience granted to the undersigned Cardinal Prefect, approved the present declaration, which was decided upon in the ordinary meeting of this congregation and has ordered its publication. Rome, from the Office of the Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, November 26, 1983, Joseph...
Get to the point, Five Finger.
Whenever he says magisterium, I think of the Ministry of Magic.
So that makes
too, magisterium. It's like the room that you go into at the carnival that has like the weird mirrors and stuff. Yeah.
The mirrors and shit, right?
Magisterium. Enter the magisterium.
I think he's now put the document down so we don't have to be bored with this shit, but he's going to start talking from his own here.
Okay, okay, good. All right, good, because I was falling asleep.
Church, that if you're a Freemason, you are in an objective state of grave sin. You can't.
Why?
Because
they don't ever tell you why.
No, because of the doctrine. The doctrine says that.
Because if a piece of paper says I'm a bad person,
that's what
I'm a bad person.
That's what
he's saying. Shitty. Because somebody wrote a piece of paper and said, this group of people is bad.
Some people are like, yeah, okay, I totally agree with that. That's the way that they
approach their
faith.
They're not telling me why. You understand what I'm saying? So you're grave thing. You're sin.
I think
explain
it's the,
to me why.
It's the irreconcilable differences between the principles of masonry and the church.
All right, but what I'm saying is, if I was sitting in front of this guy, all right, we're sitting across the table from this guy.
Yeah, you'd want some sort
of
explanation.
And he's telling me you're going to sin and damnation. No. I'd say, okay, show me where. And he's going to say, well, this document.
Well, the Pope said.
That was written by a person.
Yeah.
Show me something that says it from God. Well, here, the Pope's authority derives from God. Okay. Show me how. Explain to me how.
Well, I'm sure.
Did he come down and put a crown on his head? Did he?
Somebody else put a crown on his head.
Yeah, on behalf of God.
Another person. Yeah. On behalf of God. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you're not showing me a connection here. And then if he says, well, Freemasonry is bad, and I'm going to say, okay.
So is your mom.
Show me. I'm not going to go that far. I'm shit, Joe.
No. So is your mom.
We're supposed to take the high road.
This is why gingers aren't allowed in the heaven. Anyway.
So he can technically say whatever he wants. It doesn't.
But I'm you understand what I'm saying? I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, show me in the Bible. He's like, well, it's not in the Bible. All right. He's got no proof other than the word of another human being who said that these people are bad.
Yeah. Who was elected by humans to represent the interests of you know, God and
correct, though.
On our earth. Teach his own.
Be a member. And no local authority can derogate from this norm from the Vatican. The question is why? Why is Freemasonry?
That is the question. Compatible?
My friends, in our segments here, we're not going to have time to go through all.
Oh, we're not even going to go into it. Okay, all right.
The pillar reason.
I don't have time to explain.
That's convenient. Just believe me.
Just believe me. Just trust me. Just I'm telling you.
That's right. That's rich.
All right. Let's finish this up because he's pretty much closing this up. There's maybe another six more minutes.
I just noticed you have unusually thick fingers.
Let me mention briefly.
He's got like little hot dog fingers.
Starts in an organ.
Hot dog fingers.
You do. I'm just watching.
It's a legitimate medical condition, man. You can't like make fun of people for that.
Oh,
I love you as a brother. We're also live, so I will leave this alone. Yes, yes. I have
since when?
Short, fat, little meat hooks. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Meat hook would allude to a larger hand. Those are more like Jimmy Dean's.
Like the things you stick in the end of the corn.
Yeah, like those little kernel. I love those things. I've noticed some people don't even know
like
that
gherkins,
they exist.
Right?
I don't.
What's that?
They're like gherkins, right?
Yeah, something like that.
But they lead for a good punch.
No, it's a gherkin.
Anyway,
all right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Can we let Seven Figure Forehead
continue?
Thank you.
Organized fashion in 1717 in London, but extends to Scottish Freemasonry and French and German Freemasonry very quickly.
Of course, it does.
Is throughout the world. Almost immediately, as soon as Freemasonry organizes as a set association, the pontiffs came out and condemned Masonry time and time and time again. Leo XIII has a major encyclical against Freemasonry, but long before that, some six Holy Fathers, before the middle of the 19th century, condemned the intrinsic evil of Freemasonry. Why? Number one,
what is
because
evil?
The
no, why?
Premise of Masonry is that hidden knowledge is power. It is a form of Gnosticism.
Okay, so he's getting into the whys right now,
sort of.
And what he's saying is that Freemasonry looks for hidden knowledge,
and because of that, you're automatically at odds with the church because that's essentially Gnosticism, which the church is.
I find that funny on many reasons. One, the Vatican Library and the Vatican Archives is locked.
Right, but it's
you're
okay.
Not allowed in there to go see it.
It's okay for them to do that.
Because it's hidden knowledge. You're not allowed to go seeking it.
Yeah.
Right. On top of that, in the Middle Ages, people, the priests particularly, did their sermons in Latin. Why? Because they didn't want the common folk to know what was written in the Bible. Right. So all of the Bibles and everything.
Yeah. So they're guilty of doing it too.
They're guilty of doing it too. Yeah. That's some hypocritical shit. And on top of that, you know, hidden knowledge. I mean, the church is always looking to you know, ancient past and stuff like that to find hidden knowledge. They do it too.
They do it because they do it under the authority of the Pope and God.
God. No, they do
but
it to.
We can't do that.
They also do it to suppress other hidden knowledge.
Sure, because
that's why they sit there and they go, Islam is bad. Judaism is bad, Buddhism is bad, and all these people are going to hell because they don't believe in what we believe in.
Yeah.
So you're, in a sense, suppressing.
Right, they don't want you reading those other
things. They don't want you reading those other things because they don't want you to know that.
It's
well,
all the same.
It's all the same. Right. Yeah. And it basically boils down to power.
Okay.
Absolutely. So,
it boils down to how much money you're putting in that freaking that dish every Sunday.
It is a secret society that believes that through
society
secrets,
of secrets.
Through secret knowledge, greater power can be ascribed and therefore a greater position of the human person. One author properly said that Freemasonry really begins in the Garden of Eden because as soon as man seeks a higher knowledge and can only get it through disobedience to God and the divine law and eventually what becomes the teachings of the church, then you have the heart of Freemasonry. Freemasonry is a rationalism and a Gnosticism. It is a mind over a heart. It is an act of arrogance and rational disobedience to the church, which ultimately seeks to put Satan in the place of Jesus Christ.
Wrong.
So don't think for yourself.
We just had a grand commandery session yesterday, where I was elected as Grand Senior Warden of the Grand Commandery of the State of Connecticut. But anyway, moving
on. That tells you just what a sinful organization that is.
The entire Grand Commandery session, when we did the ritual parts, was bathed in the Lord's Prayer, as well as readings from the scriptures.
So not bathed in Satan's blood?
Not bathed in Satan's blood. Hmm. Like, the very Passion Cross is the emblem that Templars use. So, I mean, that's complete.
Well, somebody in his position might say, oh, well, that's just Knights Templar, which was a Masonic knockoff of, it's probably the reverse, but a Masonic knockoff of the Knights of Columbus. It's not the Blue Lodge Mason. They're the sinners, George.
Case in point, the Knights of Columbus was created to prevent people from joining Freemasonry.
Right.
Correct. Fact.
By Masons.
By Masons.
Then we're leaving.
Who ended up going over to
But one thing this guy said is, you know, he makes it sound bad to reason with your mind instead of deciding with your heart.
Yeah, like rational thought is a problem.
Oh my God,
that's what we don't like.
Like, we don't like, you got to think with your heart. Yeah. Be emotional. Don't
you can't have any knowledge that we don't have, and you also can't rationalize about it, because then you're not the automaton that we want in the church.
Yamana C just said Templars were proven innocent. That's right. They actually just came out with it was a couple of years ago. I don't know how far back ago. But the Pope actually absolved the Templars, saying that they did nothing wrong and let them go.
That's a kick
Let them off the hook. I mean, it is a kick in the balls. I mean, what, freaking 2,000 or 1,000 years in the making after you just burned these bastards at the stake?
It's been a minute. It's been
a hot minute. But
sorry about that.
Our bad.
My
bad.
Put that in Latin. That's what it says on the scroll in Latin. Yeah. Our bad.
Right. My bad. I don't even know how to even get into this, what he's talking about. It's just, he's...
It's an outmoded
thought. It's a cop-out, is what he's doing, is what he's saying. It's a cop-out. It's like, oh, well, you know, the two fingers always... means that I'm making a good point, right? When you hold up two fingers.
Yes.
Right? Is he holding up two fingers
in
the video?
He's doing like this.
Well, then in that case.
And the other thing is... two fingers doesn't... I got two fingers.
I would be much more convinced if I was actually...
Usually wins me an argument.
I'm being good.
It's too long.
For the record, I'm being
good. Even your fingers are short.
He took the shot you were going to take. I got it. I knew that was coming. I knew. Okay. The minute I seen your freaking face light up...
We're over it now.
There we go.
Yeah, we're over it now.
Moving on. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. What
have you what'd you do?
Masonry knows that it can only happen through the bringing down of the Vicar of Christ to put Satan in the place of Jesus Christ.
Where in the hell does it ever say that in any Masonic thing? That was the part that I was going to bring up. Yeah. Now, that's a cop-out. When you do Satan, put Satan in the place of Jesus Christ. That's a cop-out.
Then you have to show me where in the ritual you're referencing
Satan. Show me. Yeah. Show me. Yep. Pull out my ritual. Yeah. I'll hand you the damn book, and I'm going to say, listen, seven finger forehead, find it in here where you see the word Satan.
Well, and not for I'm not going to even get into it. Go ahead.
You don't want to split hairs on this one, Joe.
No, but
I shied away last episode because George was getting really fired up.
Go ahead.
Specifically, in one of our ceremonies, we discuss the tribe of Judah. And Jesus Christ was referred to as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it at that.
Correct, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I had to say.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
For those that know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
The more you know.
No one's half the battle.
It can only happen through the bringing down of the Vicar of Christ and the church. And indeed, in the higher levels of Freemasonry vows, one of the gestures that has to be done is to take a papal crown, throw it on the ground, and crush it underfoot several times.
What?
So what he's saying is, in the higher degrees of Freemasonry, there's a degree that you take the papal... I'm just for anybody who didn't hear it. You know, you take the papal
crown,
you throw it on the ground, and you stomp on it, and you crush it underfoot.
You ever remember taking a degree like that?
No.
Okay, because I covered the other side, the York Rite side. You cover Scottish Rite.
I cover both.
Dorado,
Scottish, Shriners. I've got the shrine covered.
I have the...
No stomping papal crowns?
No, not even the St. Thomas of Aecon.
Then maybe that's what Farkas wouldn't tell us.
Yeah.
that's what Farkas wouldn't tell us. Right there.
That's that. We're going to have to have him back up here. Yeah. Back. Listen, hey, I got a question for you there, Farkas.
Stomp on any papal crowns.
We need a 33rd.
No, but when you don't show up to to be part of the cast, I stomp some asses.
And he does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he's in a very lovingly way. Yeah. He gets you going.
You get the text message like bling. He's like showing up Thursday. Fuck. Like
yeah. Oh no, he'll find you.
Farkas has summoned.
That's all it says. Showing up Thursday, right?
Yeah,
that's a rhetorical question, Farley. Yeah. Yes, I'm good.
It's not a suggestion.
It's like when Dad comes, you're taking out the garbage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I'm taking
anytime out the garbage. Anytime you add the question, anytime you add the word right at the end of it, but don't add the question mark.
It's a statement.
It's a statement.
Yeah, you're coming right.
All right, let's get back into Seven Finger Forehead here.
Seven Finger Death Punch.
Animosity against the Holy Father is very clear. So number one, hidden knowledge is power. Number two, all human authority is evil. And therefore, Masonry seeks to dislodge all forms of human authority. Now, of course,
like
human authority, you mean kind of like...
I knew you were going to go there.
Kind of like everything in the Vatican.
Well, I don't think we have any non-human authority unless you believe in that reptile bullshit.
Although...
You don't.
We're going to put this guy to bed right now because I think I've had enough.
Because he's good before he puts our audience to bed.
Yeah, I know. Let me just start with this. Did you guys see that the Pentagon released the
UFO stuff? I thought that was happening over the summer.
Yeah,
they're doing that over the summer.
Well, I think they found flying over. Well,
there were a couple
New York
ones.
City or
yeah,
something like
they,
that.
Yeah, they launched some teasers, but I think over the summer there's supposed to be like a massive declassification.
Yeah, it's just it's a.
But Vanny says it was the Korg.
The Korg
might have been. Never know what I'm building.
We're gonna
down
have
there
to cover.
Basement.
Did we cover that on a alternate universe? What if aliens were? Freemasons or something like that. I feel like we talked about that, right?
I don't know if we did aliens.
Freemasonry in space? No, I don't know. It was something like that.
I thought it was something like that. Ahead. If we found life on another planet, would they be allowed to be Freemasons? If not...
Well, we had cyborgs.
Like
we went artificial...
We went AI.
We definitely did AI.
Maybe that was part of that one. We're going to have to go, like, into that.
Mm.
That would be a cool alternate universe.
Could androids be Freemasons?
No, we already covered... We covered androids.
Y'all raised me.
I'm talking about, like,
aliens.
The beanheads.
The beanheads?
The grays. You ever see them? The
no, well, we allowed Messner in.
That's what they call those grayer aliens. That's low even for you.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's so fucked up.
What?
We allowed Messner in.
Yeah, he's kind of
we've
alien.
Oh, Kurt Miller. We've had UFOs in Canada for years. Yeah. Dude, there was
alien
a freaking...
UFOs?
There was an... Oh, what the hell was it? It was an episode I seen about a whole freaking community in, like, northern Canada. They were, like,
all
seeing...
saw this.
The whole... Yeah. No, they didn't see it. They fucking disappeared. The whole damn community. I guess people went to go bring them supplies. Kurt, maybe you can help me out with this here if you're Canadian.
So it was like, way north, up past...
Way north.
Ice
like,
road trucker north.
Maybe they just froze.
Yeah. No, like all their fires were still hot.
Eaten by
clothes
polar bears.
Left there, houses, tents, all that shit still there.
Polar,
and just gone.
Polar
and
bears
no
will eat you, and they'll just leave the fires going.
But no tracks leading away.
Solar
no
flare.
If a polar bear shows up, it's not gonna just like, okay, hop on. I'm gonna go eat you. Just hop on the back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna have blood.
Why
you're gonna
not?
Have.
Okay. All right. I'll stop.
This is why I'm not going hunting with you.
Yeah. You really don't want to. That'll be when the deer turn on us. Like, that'll be...
Right. Joe's like, here, put this buck piss on you. Next thing I know, they'll be getting gored like that dude in that one video.
Yep.
We can only get that from the Illuminati. We have to go into their staff.
No, but there was something like in northern Canada. Oh, Kurt Miller, what the hell are you talking about, Willis? I'm telling you. So everybody's watching this.
I don't think it actually ever happened.
There's a community. You know what?
I'm looking. You continue to the show.
I'm looking it up.
I'm looking it up.
There was a... I'm telling you. There was a...
Are you thinking of Jonestown back
No. That's Jonestown. He fed him the freaking Kool-Aid, you fuck. No, it was Northern Canada, and it was a whole village of people. We should start doing shit like that, like freaking creepy ass stories and stuff. That'd be fun.
But they should be like somewhat based in fact, not like
this one's based in fact. It was a whole community, Northern. It was Northern Canada where they were seeing like aliens and shit and lights in the sky, and then one day, boom, they were gone. Swear to God.
They were like, get in, we're doing butt stuff. Those kinds of aliens.
He says that was in Guyana.
Messner.
I don't think so. Telling
Guyana? Okay, so that's a little bit different.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to find
out. Yeah, I think you're...
Moving on.
Shag Harbor UFO incident?
Yep, that's it. That's got to be it.
Shag Harbor. That sounds like Maine.
It's near Nova Scotia. It's near Oak Island. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Somebody's going to rope that into one of the...
No, it's this one right here. Here we go. It's called Ankuni Lake. Ankuni Lake incident.
Okay. And Cooney Lake and a pretty face and a ponytail.
Decades of missing indigenous.
No. Get in the ship.
Damn it.
I don't know what he's doing.
I don't know.
Damn it. I can't find it. All right, I'll look for it later.
Let's take
George failed maps, yeah. But anyway, I don't know where the hell I was going with that. Oh, aliens.
The government's going to be declassifying a large swath of...
Yes, UFOs.
Yeah, UFO-related material.
I'm excited.
It should be interesting.
It'll be like that show V. Remember that show V? Nah, you guys were too young.
Oh, no, I remember that show. That was with the reptiles.
Yes, I remember that.
And they pulled off the...
Yes, I remember that.
It was a
creep. And then they had like the half alien, half human baby.
Yep.
Yes.
Mark Singer. Yeah. Mark Singer was...
I remember really liking that show. I thought it was like actually decent sci-fi too when I watched it.
For the time, it was really good. Yeah. It was high tech.
Yeah. You know what was another good one too? Was the, there was another one that was like Invasion or something like that. And it was where all the aliens came in through a hurricane and there were like lights they landed in.
Alien Nation?
Was it Alien Nation?
Alien Nation was good. I don't know that that's what he's talking about. The original had the movie with James Caan and Manny Patinkin.
Yeah, they were like...
And all the aliens would take, like, human names, but they would name it after, like, towns, and his partner was Sam Francisco.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was a good one.
And they were cops. Of course, it had to be a police show.
Of course.
Anyway, I think next episode,
it became a series after that.
Yeah. Next episode, we should have Brother Bruce Belmore up here.
So just chill.
And we'll talk about that, being that we're on the whole religious kick the last two episodes of shitting on...
And maybe we should...
And then we'll ask him about aliens.
Yeah, we could react to declassified UFO footage. It'd be awesome.
I don't think Brother Belmore will put up with our antics.
Probably not.
He'll probably scold us pretty quickly. Yeah.
Guys think it's real. Kurt Miller's asking, do you guys think it's real? What are you asking about? Aliens?
What, the UFOs and stuff?
I'm not saying it's aliens.
I'm going to reserve judgment until the government declassifies all this crap over the summer. Then I'm going to have a couple beers and I'm going to consider the possibility, Kurt.
We should do a watch party for that.
We should, yeah, or like respond to it. Like,
are they doing it live? Is it going to be like a live disclosure? Or is it going to be just going to jerk shit?
It's going to be like Geraldo Rivera at Al Capone's Vault.
No, or Maury Povich. There are aliens.
Yeah. It'll be like a WikiLeaks.
The lie detector shows that there are aliens.
It'll be like WikiLeaks, only it won't work properly because it's government.
They got Podesta up there and he's like, that determined that was a lie.
Yeah.
Kurt Miller, do I think it's real? I do. I don't know. Maybe just because I look at that, we have an entire universe of like worlds that we are never discovered, and to think of the billions and billions and billions of planets that are out there, we're the
channeling his inner Carl Sagan.
We're the only ones that are freaking here.
Yeah, the old Fermi paradox.
And not for nothing, you know, some of our I believe it to a certain extent because some of the crazy things that you hear are just a different point of view, a civilization that didn't have the words to form what they're talking about. Look at some of the old Freemason, not necessarily the trestle boards, but some of the old prints and stuff. When they talk about the house not made with hands eternal in the heavens, there's actually a picture of a glowing building in the sky on some of these prints.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you got a big ship with people living on it, there's your house not made with hands.
Even with the
eternal in the heavens, glowing.
Even that with the Sumerian tablets that I'm reading. Like, directly talking about, I mean, you take it to the book of, what was it, Ezekiel? Is that was the one where he seen like God was coming down in a vehicle or some shit like that?
Are you thinking Jacob's Ladder? Is that what you're talking about? The angels coming down the staircase?
Yes. Like, just saying.
That's church canon, right? That's not like in the Gnostic.
No, that's church canon.
Whenever you say Ezekiel, that reminds me of that. There's that video that says, "Hey, Ezekiel." I'll play it for you later. Yeah.
No, I firmly believe. I don't. Whether or not they're here dealing with our government or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of dumb shit.
I doubt that.
There's a lot of dumb shit going on in the world right now. So they're probably like, look at these fucking idiots. They're probably up there with a bowl of popcorn with 3D glasses on.
Yeah, or floating around our destroyers and stuff.
Look at these idiots.
Wasn't that the thing that was released? It was like...
Yeah, they were floating around our own ships.
Yeah, so they're like, look at these jerk-offs. Look at this crap technology.
It does one of two things. It makes me wonder, if they are real, okay... What do they know that we don't know that they're floating around all of our military installations all of a sudden with Russia moving troops over to Ukraine and China screwing around with Taiwan? Like
hidden knowledge.
Like, what
no
are they
doubt.
Up to? Like, hidden do knowledge. They know what's coming? Yeah, I don't know.
I hope nothing's coming.
Listen, if that's the case,
except maybe shaking hands with an alien.
And if there are aliens, I'm going to ask right now publicly please beam me up because. I'm out of PTO time for all this COVID shit, and I need a vacation. So if you wouldn't mind, just give me a lift.
No, we'll bring you on the show. We've got a nice spot for you right here next.
Do that
time
too. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We could just plug Ken into the soundboard. We'll be able to translate.
Yeah, he would be our universal translator. Yeah.
This microphone is really just for like optics' sake. I don't really need any of this shit here.
Beep, bop, James Delvaney, that was the F-22 and F-35. It's all BS.
Oh, I saw his response too, where he's like, "Oh, it's all about camera angles, dude." And it was a picture of an F-22. You're probably right about
that.
It
could be. It absolutely could be. That could one, be. But I mean, they are disclosing stuff. You know, the Pentagon. I mean, I think 90% of it is bullshit.
Some yeah, it's it, just going to be like all a bunch of crazy people reporting UFO sightings and they're
it's like
drunk or...
Joe Rogan did a great freaking segment on this when he's talking about when he went to go looking for Sasquatches. And he was like there and he's, you know, asking him, he's interviewing him. He's like, have you seen Sasquatch? Oh, yeah. Jump around in front of my vehicle one day. And then all of a sudden, like he hears like a bullfrog in the back corner. He's like, a bullfrog makes noise. And he's like, did you hear that? That's a squatch. He's like, wait, what? Yeah. It's a freaking bullfrog.
So what, Joe Rogan gets to go Sasquatch hunting and we get to like...
We should do it.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, man, how come we're not going on these adventures?
We all had the thought at the same time.
We should do it. We should do a Freemasons podcast, go Sasquatch hunting. And we try...
Because that's got to go better than the Charles Island expedition.
Oh, 100%.
And we try to put a first degree on him.
Arrested or shot or something.
And we try to do a first degree on him.
We could do a reality show, Masonic Expedition.
Yeah. So now we've got episode ideas for like the next 3 months. This is how we do it.
James Delvaney, just like Area 51. That was SR-71 and stealth bomber. Stupid people hide secrets. I would disagree with that. I think Area 51's got a lot more in there than not. And I firmly would have absolutely loved if those people would have actually like stormed Area 51. I
would not have.
They
loved
would
that.
Just get.
I went on the live feed with that shit.
It would have been a horrible loss of life on live television.
I had the 3D glasses on. I had the surround sound and THX on.
It's because you're a monster.
I was freaking waiting. I'm like, oh my god. So if they got, obviously it's a secret military installation. Like it's true. Like they have.
It's not that secret.
Well, it's been declassified.
But what I'm saying, you can't. Actually, like, just go walk about the grounds,
yeah, you
right?
You can't go there.
Oh, no, they have, like, these white jeeps. They have, you know, mines in the ground that, like, you know,
can detect. Like, sound, yeah, like, audio acoustic sensors and crap like that.
And I'm like, look at all these idiots.
Yeah, you're not going to storm a government installation, military installation.
No, it's okay, because they were wearing Crocs. The Crocs won't
I actually
off
got one of those hospital.
That's how they get
that's in, how huh? they do it.
I would have gotten one of those hospital, like, portable bathrooms, just so I didn't have to move to watch the shooting happen when they started storming.
The commode.
The commode, so I wouldn't have to leave the living room to watch it.
He's really saying this right now.
Why don't you just throw a diaper?
Fingers like hovering over
I've always said
screen,
I think stupidity should be painful. I've always said it. And that's one of the stupidest things you could ever do is storm a military facility and think that nothing's going to happen to you.
I don't think they think that nothing is going to happen, but I think they...
Daniel Valdez, the Ark is being studied by top men.
Top men.
Top. Who?
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You think I was born last night or something?
I don't know, man. I'm just making sure. You seemed really
Thomas Perkins.
Quizzical look on
your face. Do a ghost hunt in your haunted lodge, brothers. Oh, we have.
We've done it.
We've done multiple. It. If you listen on Apple or Spotify or anything, it's the... actually, we've never actually done like a live, like us doing a ghost hunt.
I mean, there was like a couple where you guys worked with Liberty Ghost Hunters.
We didn't actually do it.
We didn't do it live. Podcast.
We had them on there, and all the evidence and everything is actually was put on the earlier episodes. We did the Estes method. Yeah. Joe got his prison wallet checked.
Well, I mean, we could do one in
Not on the show. Not on the show. It was during a lodge meeting.
And it wasn't empty.
We could do one at Ashler Aspertuck in Harmony.
Why did he say it like a southerner, though?
He's
like,
Aspertuck.
We can go Aspertuck.
To Southern Aspertuck.
Because I don't actually know how it's spelled.
Kenwin, full rebel on us there. Aspetuck.
Yeah, Aspetuck.
Aspetuck.
It's an Indian word. Old Indian tribe.
Ashler Aspetuck.
What did we say, brothers? We done with the horse shit?
I think we're done with the horse shit.
We'll try to get Brother Bruce Belmore up here. Well, actually,
that'd be fun.
Deputy Grandmaster.
Yep.
Father Bruce Belmore.
Worshipful brother.
Right, worshipful brother. And we should also, at some point, get our Grandmaster up here. I actually invited him when I seen him last night. Because yesterday, he was out, and I said, I'd like to have you come up and talk about your year. So, Joe, you're a bit closer connections to him, but...
Yeah, I can, I'll follow him up with him on that.
It's funny, I was with him, and I'm like, do you know who I am? He's like, no, I actually don't know who you are. I'm like, thank God.
I don't know who you are either, don't worry.
He's like, no, I don't know who you are. I'm like, you know that Freemasons podcast thing? He's like... Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're that guy. Oh, okay.
He's like, oh, it's you. He's like, all right.
It's me.
No. Actually, he's a very nice guy.
He's a great guy.
But it would have been funny as hell if he had turned and be like, I shook his fucking hand.
He's just walking away.
He's wiping his hand on his pants. It's like, he's that guy.
It's the end of this
podcast. No, but I invited him. I didn't invite Father Bruce up. I didn't think about that, but I did invite.
Yeah, I think that would be a really, really interesting angle to have him up.
Kurt Miller Lodge is still shut down in Ontario.
Damn.
I heard that's still
across the border. Come south. Everybody else across the border. Come south. Join my lodge on here. Anyway, shut it down.
All right.
For the Freemasons podcast, I'm Right Worship Brother George Mudry signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Thanks for joining us for our shenanigans. Have a good one, everyone.
Stay safe and stay away from those probes.
That's what I'm saying. Good.